Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of August 16, 2024, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. We're getting closer to bowling time. See below for updates and news. Transit meeting. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities will host the Raleigh Department of Transportation to hear important updates about the Go Raleigh Access program, such as the return to fares and implementation of the Transit Assistance Pass for Go Raleigh Access. There will also be time for questions about the Go Raleigh Access program. Where will this be? Chaffetz Community Center, second floor, 505 Martin Luther Jr. King Boulevard. When will this be? Monday, August 19, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Registration is not required for this meeting, but please consider submitting any questions you have about the Go Raleigh Access program in advance by clicking on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. We held the Outlaw Season kickoff meeting last night, August 15, at Buffalo Lanes North. Most of our teams remain the same. We welcome Matt Bowers to a permanent spot on the Gunslingers team. He joins Van McLean Jr. and Marjorie Conyers. We discuss the lane fees. The bowling alley has gone up to $14 for three games for our lineage, so we had to go up a little bit. Weekly dues are now $17. Please be considerate of your captains and get change before you get to the lane. Sanction fees are $29 and will be due by October 11. Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is Zelda2152, that's Zelda2152, at gmail.com. And the telephone number is 443-629-0018. We leave for Greensboro tomorrow morning, Saturday, August 17 at 7 a.m. for the Gate City Classic Invitational Tournament. The tournament will be held at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. The cost will be $35. We can bring cash the day of the tournament. We'll plan to leave from JC Park at 7 and, as usual, make a breakfast stop in Burlington. We increased the cost to ride the van in for in-state tournaments to $30 at last night's meeting. This is unfortunate, but with the cost of van rentals and gas, it is necessary. Please have your money available. The SBBA tournament in Daytona, Florida. At the meeting last night, we had about 11 people indicate interest in attending the tournament in Daytona, which is great. We will work to confirm transportation options and have more details soon. It is doable by train if necessary, but we will also try to work out a van option. Hotel registration deadline is September 25, and entry deadline is October 1. If we do work out a van, we will let you know the cost per rider, and the non-refundable fee will be due October 1st also. So here are the details of the Southeastern Vine Bowling Association Annual Tournament 2024. Hello, bowlers. The bowlers in your league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Vine Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Daytona Beach, Florida, from October 25th through 27th. We will be staying at Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Included is a complimentary hot breakfast from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. The rooms are $124 plus tax for Friday and Saturday nights, and $114 for Sunday double queen rooms. Those of you that want to come early or stay later, the hotel has offered $114 for 3 days prior and 3 days after the event. All rooms will be oceanfront and will include a microwave, mini fridge, and coffee maker. Parking fee has been waived. The phone number to call for reservations is 386-252-2378. When making reservations, let them know that you are with Blind Bowlers to get the special rate. The cutoff date is September 25. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Ormond Lanes, 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. The phone number is 386-672-2014. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate, as we value your opinions. From 7 until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. Transportation will be available to and from the bowling alley. You will have to indicate that you need transportation on the form. We have pre-ordered t-shirts this year for $30. When I receive the final print, I will send a copy of the design. If you have not yet sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 sanction fee with the packet. So here's a recap of important dates and other information. Tournament date, October 25 through 27. Entry deadline, October 1. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, October 1. Hotel, Comfort Inn and Suites. Address, 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Phone number, 386-252-2378. Room rate, $124 Friday and Saturday, $114 Sunday. All nights are plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, September 25. Bowling Center, Ormond Lanes. Address, 260 North U.S. Highway 1, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Phone number, 386-672-2014. Entry fees, regular tournament, $80. Masters Tournament, $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament. Mail checks to Jerry Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, P.O. Box 17101, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27116. Telephone number 336-391-0054. Email jerrymintz86@yahoo.com. Those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Now you can order them and support ABBA in the process. Click on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter to order and have your selection shipped directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support ABBA, here's a tasty way to do so. The NFB of NC State Convention, celebrating 55 years of the National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina, will be held August 22 to 25 in Charlotte, North Carolina, at the Hilton University Place. You can reserve your room by calling 704-547-7444. It will begin on Thursday, August 22 at 6 p.m. All attendees must register, and the deadline for registration, including banquet tickets, is Friday, July 26. We have passed that date. Register on the website by clicking on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. If you're paying by check, please print the form and close it with your information, and it will be saved. Checks are to be made payable to NFB of NC and should be mailed to 5418 Fortunes Ridge Drive, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. Please call Sharon Weddington with any questions. Her phone number is 704-302-7308. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention is scheduled for October 4 through 6 at the Wyndham Garden, 415 South Swing Road in Greensboro. More details as they become available. Baseball, fun, and fighting blindness. Join us. Let's play ball. Join the Federation Fighting Blindness Triangle / Triad Chapter for a night at the Durham Bulls on Thursday, August 29 at 6:35 p.m. Enjoy the game. Support a great cause. $5 from each ticket goes to Fighting Blindness, and connect with fellow supporters. Tickets are $24 and seating is behind the netting. RSVP to Raleigh, Durham at fightingblindness.org. Save the date. White Cane Day 2024 is October 15th. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning, and to hold an advocacy committee meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstituted, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. And if you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. Save the date. Celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy a fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards and recognitions, and more. General admission tickets go on sale September 1st. Tickets will be available at artsaccessinc.org. Friday, November 5th, from 7 to 10 p.m. at Marbles Kids Museum, 201 East Harget Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27601. And more details will be announced in the future. Please be aware of the following upcoming events. NCRS Gala. The North Carolina Reading Service, NCRS, annual gala is scheduled for September 13. The gala is both an annual celebration and the major fundraising event of the year. This year is special, as NCRS has now completed 40 years of service to the blind and print-impaired community through broadcasting news, information, and entertainment programs across North Carolina and beyond, 24 hours a day. You can reserve your tickets by calling NCRS at 919-832-5138. We look forward to being with you on September 13. Christmas Without Lights. This holiday celebration is scheduled for December 7. More information to come. Now, the Outlaw season schedule is our last item, and it is located at the end of the notes after the recipes. Please note that we are currently scheduled to be off the entire months of November and December for the holiday season. We will plan some sort of holiday dinner during that time, but those details are yet to be determined. So here you go, recipes that will bowl you over. Poor man's husband casserole. Okay. Ingredients. 1 pound of ground beef. Garlic to taste. 1 teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon sugar. 2 cans, 8 ounces, tomato sauce. 8 ounces egg noodles. 8 ounces sour cream. 8 ounces cream cheese. 1 1/2 cups of cheddar cheese shredded. And here are your instructions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Cook and drain ground beef. Mix beef with garlic, salt, sugar, and tomato sauce. Cover and simmer for 15 minutes. Cook and drain egg noodles. Mix sour cream and cream cheese together in a small bowl. Layer, in order, twice, noodles, sour cream mixture, meat. Sprinkle cheddar cheese on top. And bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. And here's something for dessert. Mini pineapple upside-down cheesecakes. Tasting those already. Here are your ingredients. 1 1/2 cups graham cracker crumbs. 1/4 cup melted butter. 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese, softened. 1/2 cup of granulated sugar. 2 large eggs. 1 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 can, 20 ounces, of pineapple chunks, drained. And 1/4 cup caramel sauce. Your instructions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 175 degrees centigrade if you prefer. Line a muffin tin with paper liners. In a medium bowl, mix together graham cracker crumbs and melted butter until well combined. Press the mixture into the bottom of each muffin cup to form a crust. In a large bowl, beat the cream cheese and sugar until smooth and creamy. Add eggs, one at a time, beating well after each addition. Stir in the vanilla extract. Divide the cream cheese mixture evenly among the muffin cups, filling each about 3/4 full. Top each cheesecake with a few pineapple chunks. Bake in the preheated oven for 20 to 25 minutes or until the cheesecakes are set. Remove from the oven and let cool completely in the muffin tin. Drizzle the caramel sauce over each cheesecake before serving. I am so hungry. So now to your season schedule, the Outlaw season schedule, 2024-2025, beginning in September. September 6, bowl first night. And that will be session number 1. Each of these has a session number. September 13, bowl session 2. Also, the North Carolina Reading Service Gala. September 20, bowl number 3. September 27, bowl number 4. October 4, off, the ACB State Convention in Greensboro. October 11, bowl number 5. October 18, bowl number 6. October 25, off. It is also the SBBA tournament in Daytona, Florida, October 25 to 27. November. November 1, bowl, number 7, gutterthon and bake sale. November 8, off, it's Veterans Day long weekend. November 15, off, ABBA mid-year tournament, Cleveland, Ohio. November 22, off. November 29, off, it is Thanksgiving weekend. December 6, off, Christmas without lights, December 7, 6 to 9 p.m., location, to be determined. December 13, off. Tentative date for Christmas dinner, December 14. Details, TBD. December 20, off. December 27, off. January 3, bowl, number 8. January 10, bowl, number 9. January 17, off. Martin Luther King holiday weekend. January 24, bowl, number 10. January 31, bowl, number 11. February 7, bowl, number 12. February 14, bowl, number 13. February 21, Bowl, number 14. February 28, Bowl, number 15. March. March 7, Bowl, number 16. March 14, Bowl, number 17. March 21, off. Rowan Invitational, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. March 28, Bowl, number 18. April 4, Bowl, number 19. April 11, Bowl, number 20. April 18, Good Friday, no bowl. April 25th, Bowl, number 21. Then for May, we have May 2nd, Tentative Outlaw Invitational, and May 22 through 25, the AVBA National Tournament in Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of August the 16th, 2024. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.